Say good eve. I'm talking English. Okay, I'm in English. Why do we pray? When I was young, I was always thinking praying is a mistake. Because whenever you pray, you say something like, God made a mistake. Because you said, God, you know, I know it better. What's happened here is wrong. And you must correct that. That's typically, no? When we pray, we say, we want to have something different than it is. But when we want something different than it is, we say that what is wrong, or it's not perfect. But God is perfect. So why is that? Because later then, when Guruji, I spoke with him about that, and he told me, no, praying is good. And I said, yeah, but why is praying good? Because praying is criticizing God. So when we think about that, we look at the people. And 99.99% of the people are in a confused state, I would say. And Guruji agrees. That's a relief. So people are, and I say, when I say confused, I try to say it in nice words. So what is the confusion of the people? The people claim to be logical. The people claim to have common sense. The people claim to be smart. I would be happy if the people are a little bit more smart. So the people claim and saying, look, I know, I believe in science. I believe in whatever all the people do believe in. But you see immediately the problem here. If you say, I am logical, and I do believe in something, what has a belief to do with logic? And the mistake here is that the people do not realize that the belief comes first and then comes the logic. Logic is based on belief, which makes whatever you can touch, whatever is in duality, whatever you can think of, is your view to the reality. It's your impression, how do you like to see something? It's a vision. But the vision changes through time, through distance, through dimension. It's always depending on the one who looks at it. But if something depends on the way you look to it, then this is not reality. This is a kind of a view to something. So, and if you do not realize that you still believe there is something real, fact, which is not based on belief, then you are wrong. And if you base your life on something which is an illusion, and expect to have a real outcome. That's the confusion. That's the confusion which the most people base their life on. And then they wonder why they cannot see the perfection of God. So then we have maybe, what is the rest of it? 0.00001% something. So the rest of the people, I would say they are in a conscious state. The conscious state means they realize something is wrong. Something is basically groundbreaking wrong in the world. Because the world claims to be based on logic, and logic is based on belief, which ends up to be BS, behind sense. So we are here, have children around. So conscious people, how do you see them? They see okay, something is wrong. They realize that the base, the only thing which is true, the only thing which has a reality behind the illusion is God. These conscious people saying, okay, here the world, how we look at it, is confused. Only God is the proper way to look to reality, to look to the world. The world is an illusion. It's an illusion of my own making. Only God is real. So with that state of mind, you start to look for something real. You start to look for God. And then you see the different stage of this confusion. Depending on your logic, you can see that the world is a mystical place. Then you base your reality on willpower. You base your reality on a conscious belief. You base that what you do and how you're doing on a decision which is basically an understanding of God. And here again, you have a problem. You cannot understand God. God is far behind understanding. Whatever you believe is touchable. Whatever you believe has a certain reality. It's just an illusion of your own making. But the people believe this is true because that what they, their illusion follow their belief. You have your belief. Out of your belief, you create your illusion. And then you say, I can prove that I'm right. Yes, you can prove you are right. According to your belief, you are right. But if you change your belief, you find another right. You find a better right, possibly better right. Because there is a third group of people. We have like the 99.9%, and we have the 0.1%. But there are a few more people. And what is that a few more people? These are the happy people. Because if you realize that you live in a mystical place and you choose a belief in God which does make sense, you chose a belief in God which brings you further and brings you behind the understanding, brings you in the realization what God is. And what is this God? This God is happiness. This God is love. This God is everything what is. This God is the perfection of all. How can you see that you are in this perfection? When you are happy. When you are happy, you know, okay, I have found myself. And this is the most easy state of being, to be happy. Because you just have to stop the weird ideas. You have just to stop the concepts, the beliefs you created your own, which makes you unhappy. If you put these ideas away, whatever remains is your happiness, because you are the happiness. This is the only reality. This is the only thing, and you can prove it. How you prove it? You just change your belief. Do believe that and act accordingly. And then the same as you can prove that your sufferer is proper and you suffer for the right reason and it's all kind of a good reason for it. This change when you change your belief. How do you change your belief? you start to take God serious. You make it a center of your life. You are putting everything in relation to the divine. You're doing your puja. You're doing your japa. You're doing your sadhana. You're doing all these things. When you do your seva, what does your ego says? You're crazy. Your ego says, what? The ego always has the question, what do I get out of it? And now you do something where you're nothing getting out. The world will say you are crazy. But the world is crazy. How do you care if a crazy guy calls you crazy? The confused people saying, you are crazy. But yourself realized that you are the happiness, that you are the bliss, Sat-Chit-Ananda, the only reality. So why are we are not doing that? Because it's the most natural state. It's the most easy state. There's nothing to do for it. Because we are so in love with our suffering. We're saying, I prefer to die before I change my belief. Because I know my belief is right. God wants it that way. Do you really think so? God wants you to be unhappy? No, God wants you to be happy. God wants you to realize what you are, what you came for, that you hear just another expression of the happiness of God. You are this expression of the happiness of God. And the only thing to realize it, change your fate, change your belief accordingly, which makes it true. And how you do that? If you are a confused state, which are you not, because you're here, you're one of these 0.01% which found something wrong somewhere and says, I'm looking for this, what is right. I'm looking for that, what is proper. I'm looking for that, what is real. Yeah, we look also sometimes in very wrong places of it. But all this leads us to somewhere. It leads us where we can really find it. Leads us away. The more we question, that's why I call it conscious. The more we question whatever goes wrong, we figure out nothing goes wrong. It's just our view, how we look to the things. When we change our view, we change our reality. Because we live in an illusion out of our own making. We believe in physics, in a material world. What a BS is that? When someone comes along, waves with the hand and gives you a ring, can you still believe in a material world? This is a confused state of mind if you do that. We live in a social world, which is of our own making. And the material world just manifests out of our individual subjective illusion. Out of that, what we do believe. And we have, and it's so easy to believe. And now we come back to the question, why do we pray? Why do Guruji says, do pray? Go and criticize God. Tell him what he all did wrong. We have a long list which gets longer every day. This is wrong. I had that made better. The weather is wrong. The ground too deep. I'm getting too old. By doing that, we slowly, we are not changing God. Forgot that part. We are not changing the reality. We are not changing the world outside. But do the prayer, we change ourselves. We change how we look at the world. We change that we are coming from a confused state to a real state. The confused state says everything is wrong. Now we do a prayer and we ourselves shaking a little bit and shake our view to the world. We change our belief. And when we change our belief, our world changes immediately. And Guruji keeps saying that, that every morning people get up and decide to change their life, to change their life for good. And that's happened. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science. It's a decision. It's a decision to be happy. It's a decision to realize who you are. Ciao. He was still here. Oh my God. Like sadhana, like seva, like puja, like our abhishekam. All these kind of things make us realize what is the reality. It makes us realize that we are not in a material world having social interaction. It makes us realize that we have social interaction which creates a subjective material world. Do a test. Change your belief to take God for real. Change your belief to be the servant of God. You become your own servant and you will see your world changes. How could that happen if the world would be somehow objective? It is not. It's virtual. Everything is possible. But if you do not believe that everything is possible, for sure, you can prove it to yourself that's not possible. But if you believe in it, everything becomes possible. Everything is possible. And our way to go there, you can do it with the snap of the finger. But can we do it? No, we need a path. And on the end of the path, we realize that we had been there already, that it would be only a snap of the finger. But our mind is so hard to crack that we need a path to go there. And the paths are the prayers. It's not to change the world. It's to change our world. You have fully control on your world. But what are we doing? We want to change the world of someone else. Is it going to work? Not at all. But our world, we have full control. We can fully change it. When we stop to play a drama, if we stop to play, he made something wrong, which is just a vision of ourself. Change the vision. Stop complaining. Change the vision to see the perfection of your world, which is at any moment, every world is perfect from everybody. Because you created in a perfect way. You create it in a way how you want to express your divinity. And if you don't like it, then you make something wrong. Then change your expression of your divinity in a more positive way. And do it step by step. Do it through prayers. Do it to seva. Do it whatever kills your mind. Whatever kills your I and me. Do it in a way awakes the love within deeper and deeper so that you realize how close God is, because nothing is closer than God, because there is nothing else. And that are you. You are this. Or I am that. So a little effort, a little decision, a little motivation, and be happy about whatever seems to be wrong, because that gives you the power to change. This gives you the power to become, to realize the happiness what you are. Jai Gurudev.